Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Ken Christie. Our story this week is titled The Awakening of Uncle Charlie and was written for Heartbeat Theater by Milton Kahn. In it, we meet a gambling man who discovers that it sometimes takes more than muscles, nerves. Starring Ken Christie as Uncle Charlie, here is Act One of The Awakening of Uncle Charlie.
Jimmy?
Yes, Mom?
Jimmy, what are you doing out here on the porch?
Oh, I'm just sitting.
Well, the sun's pretty hot.
Well, it don't bother me, Nan.
It doesn't bother you.
That's what I said.
Don't you want to come in and have your lunch?
No, I'm not hungry.
Well, you have to eat something, dear. You've hardly had a bite since... for 2 days now.
Why did Dad die?
Oh, Jimmy.
He was doing the Lord's work in the Salvation Army.
Yes, dear, he was. And now it's up to you and me to continue your father's work here in Mountain City.
Golly, what can I...
Be the man around the house and army work. That's what your father would want you to do.
Would he, Mom?
Yes, dear. He always said you could take care of yourself. Now you're going to have to take care of both of us.
Yeah, I guess I am.
And if you're going to do that, you'll have to start eating so you can be big and strong.
Yeah.
Well, now, how about starting with this piece of bread and your favorite apple jelly?
Okay, Mom. Gee, I guess I was hungrier than I thought.
Of course you were. I'll have the rest of your lunch on the table.
Hey, Mom, look.
What is it?
Look at that Surrey coming down the road. Isn't it a beauty?
Oh, it certainly is.
Oh, I wish we could have one as pretty as that one someday. Boy, look at the horses. Real chestnut color. And look at the man who's driving it. He's... Say, Mom, look, isn't that...
Yes, it's your uncle.
Charlie?
Hello there, Jimmy Boy.
Hey, Uncle Charlie. Am I glad to see you?
And I'm glad to see you, you old horse thief. You, I... Oh, slow down, boy. You're getting to be an armful.
What'd you bring me, Uncle Charlie? Huh? What'd you bring me?
Now, what makes you think I've brought you anything?
Oh, come on. What is it?
Now, you just keep your shirt on. I want to say hello to your mother. Sorry I wasn't in Mountain City for Mark's funeral. I sure was upset to hear about him dying.
Devoted to glory, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot.
Mark was working too hard to...
He always worked too hard. I heard about it, about what happened 2 days ago over in Silver Flats, but I couldn't get here until today.
It isn't very far from Silver Flats to Mountain City, Charlie.
I know, sis, but...
It must be 6 months since we saw you last.
Well, you know how it is with me, Margaret. I've been sort of busy and everything. I wanted to get over here to see you and Mark and Jimmy, but... Got a little tied up in a business deal. You know what I mean?
Yes, Charlie. I understand.
Look, Mom, look. I found the present Uncle Charlie brought me. A new pair of boots.
Oh, they're very nice, Jimmy. But you shouldn't have spent your money on them, Charlie.
Oh, they wasn't so expensive. Besides, I want... Well, now, sis, you better get along in the house and start packing. Get ready.
Ready for what?
Ready for what? To leave Mountain City, that's what.
But, Charlie, we...
I'm taking you and Jimmy Boy to Omaha.
Oh, boy, Omaha.
No, Charlie.
What?
Oh, Mom, why not?
If it's the expense, sis, don't worry yourself. I got enough for all of us. I bit through a big deal in Silver Flats just before I come
over. Why, we're not leaving, Charlie. This was Mark's command, so it's mine, too.
But, sir...
Charlie, you might just as well save your breath. I told you we're not leaving, and I mean it.
All right, all right. If that's the way you feel about it, then stay. But I'm going to get a room at the Silver Spur Hotel so I can stay around and look after you two. Maybe you think praying will protect you from the guys in the saloon. than me, I got a lot more trust in anyone's two knees. Well, I'll go dump my gear at the hotel now. Mosey on back here. See you after a while, sis.
All right. And Charlie.
Hmm?
If you have a deck of cards, get rid of it. Do you hear me?
Who, me? Why, Mrs. Major Williams, how can you be so suspicious?
Because I know you, Charlie, better than you know yourself.
Well, sure, sis.
I'll expect you for dinner.
I'll be here. I always did like your cooking.
You have more...
Finish this.
Meat?
Oh, no more anything. I'm filled to my scuppers.
For a minute, I thought...
Tired. When I get tired of your cooking, Margaret, it'll be a cold, freezing day in July.
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, Jimmy boy.
How could it be freezing in July?
Why, Jimmy, I remember one 4th of July it was so cold the rockets froze when they went off. And we 6 months before they thawed out.
Really, Mom?
No, Jimmy. He's just pulling your leg.
Had you believed me for a minute there, didn't I?
Oh, I knew you were joking all the time.
Well, you sure did, Jimmy boy. Well, Margaret, I'm off. Get back to the hotel. Expect an important mining man for a moment. 9. It's almost that.
Business you're going to see him about?
Oh, business.
Can I go with you, Uncle Charlie?
Of course you can't. The very idea. It's time you were getting off to bed.
But
you better do like your ma says, lad.
Yes, Uncle Charlie.
Good night, Jimmy boy.
Night, Mom.
Good night, dear.
See you soon, Uncle Charlie.
Sure thing, Jimmy. Yeah, he's a good boy, sis.
Yes, he is.
Well, I better get going if I'm going to keep my appointment at the hotel. Thanks for the peach. Night.
Uncle Charlie. Me. Jimmy.
Come out of there. Get around here outside the silver. Oh, Jimmy boy.
Please don't make me go back home. Can I go with you just this once? Please?
Look here, young'un. There's nothing I like, but it ain't right for you to be here. Now or any other time.
But Uncle Charlie.
I'm no good for you, lad. You've got to grow up to be a good man like your father. Not to be a wandering no good like me.
That's not true. You're good, Uncle Charlie. I know you are.
Not the kind of good your mother wants me to be. You see, Jimmy boy, the way I got it figured, doing right is okay for you kids and the women. But us men have to use our muscles and nerves and brains to make out. Oh, it ain't I don't believe, see. It's just that I don't figure the Lord and me has got too much in common. You understand what I'm saying, Jimmy?
Well, Mom says...
I know what your mom would say. She'd say, get from home. Now you get going. And don't be poking that freckled, inquisitive nose where it don't belong. I got business to attend to.
All right, Charlie, all right. How long can you shuffle a deck of cards?
What's your rush, Cadena? Evening's young yet.
And I've already got 300 invested in this game. Come on, deal.
All right, gentlemen, let's make this in 5-card stud. Here we go. 4 of hearts. Jack of clubs. 9 of hearts. Big king of diamonds for you, Talita. And an ace of hearts for Charlie. Ace bets $5. Hold all around. 4 and a 6. Jack and an 8. 9 and a 10. Well, a king and an ace for Talita. And an ace and a queen for me. Your heart, Talita.
Ace king bets 10.
Here's your 10. And 10 more. Looks like we lost a couple of customers. How about you, Talita? In for the raise?
Yeah, I'm in for the raise. And they'll raise you 10 more.
Well, now, just out of curiosity, I think I'll stay and raise you. Looks like just you and the fool, too.
Quit talking so much indeed.
Here they come. Nace, king, and queen for you, and a nace, queen, and five for me. Well, looks like you're still high, Toledo.
10.
10 and 10 more.
And 10.
Well, now, this sounds mighty interesting. Tell you what I'm going to do, Toledo, my friend. I'll just call you and try 10 more.
Who do you think you're bluffing?
There's an easy way to find out if I'm bluffing.
Deal.
Here comes the bad news. Ace, king, queen, and jack for you. Possible straight. And to go with my ace, queen, and five, another ace. Well, now, ain't that pretty? Looks like I'm going to have to toss in a $10 chip on those two aces.
You betting against a straight?
Now, you know four-card straights don't count. I want to see that card that's face down.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Kelly?
Look what I found with his eye glued to the keyhole.
Well, I'll be... Jimmy!
Hello, Uncle Charlie.
What are you doing here? Thought I told you to go home.
I wanted to watch you play cards.
You're gonna play, Charlie.
The kid's gotta go home.
Not in the middle of the hand, he ain't.
Ah, let him stay, Charlie. He's kinda cute.
Look, Charlie.
All right, Toledo, let's get this hand over with. I bet 10. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm raising you 10.
And 10 more.
And 10.
And 10? Well, Toledo, still want to try to convince me you got a straight?
I call.
Now you're using good horse sense, my friend. Here it is. Aces back to back.
Does that mean you win all those chips, Uncle Charlie?
Yep. And it also means I'm taking you home right now.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
Kelly, Casey's in for me. I'll pick him up later.
Sure, Charlie.
You can't quit now. You've taken me for over $400.
Well, there's always a next time, Toledo. Come on, young fella. I'm getting you home before your ma comes after me with a stick. Don't worry, Toledo. I'll give you a chance to try and get your money back.
Don't worry. I'll get it back.
So ends the first act of The Awakening of Uncle Charlie, starring Ken Christie. Uncle Charlie made his living playing games of chance. In those days, it was not an easy way to live. And in many cases, the odds of a gambler finishing a card game were longer than those of the game itself. It took, as Charlie himself said, brains, nerves, and muscles to make out. But his sister told Charlie he was wrong about life and meant it. And the interesting thing is that the odds on her succeeding in life were even longer than Charlie's poker game. She belonged to the Salvation Army, an organization only recently arrived in America and just beginning to make themselves known. The odds were all against them, but where Uncle Charlie would have pulled out of the game at this point, the Salvation Army never faltered but continued to move ahead until today they're known the world over for their wonderful, unselfish service to man. The odds are in their favor now, and yours too. Keep them that way with your support. Now, here is Act Two of The Awakening of Uncle Charlie, starring Ken Christie.
Charlie, how could you? Sneaking the boy out of the house and taking him to that gambling den.
But, Margaret, I...
He didn't take me, Mom. He didn't even know I was following him.
You see, sis?
I just climbed out of my bedroom window and went down the rose trellis and ran over to the Silver Spur. Honest.
But why, Jimmy?
I've told you I didn't want you going there.
I just wanted to watch Uncle Charlie play cards.
You know how we feel about card playing.
But I didn't play, Mom. I just watched. There's nothing wrong in just watching, is there? Besides, Uncle Charlie won. Over $100.
Over $400 it was, Jimmy boy.
Golly, $400. Did you hear that, Mom?
Yes, I heard. Now, you better go to bed.
All right, Mom.
And this time, be sure you get in bed.
I will. You mad at me for what I did?
No, dear.
I'm glad. Night, Mom.
Good night, dear.
Night. Boy. Well, I guess I'll be heading for bed, too, sis. See you tomorrow.
Just a minute, Charlie.
Well, it's kind of late, and I'm getting a little sleepy.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, but tomorrow...
I want to talk to you now.
Now, sis, if you're going to lecture me...
No, Charlie, no lectures. But I think it's time we had a little talk. Now, you sit down.
Well, you mightn't you rather...
I'm not tired. Do anything than say what I have to say.
I didn't think so. All right. I'm set.
Charlie, Jimmy thinks the world of you. He loves you almost as much as he loved Mark.
I think a lot of him, too.
But I can't let things... What with your drinking and gambling? It's bad enough when you're off somewhere by yourself, but tonight, allowing Jimmy to stay in that place while you played cards...
Well, it couldn't have been 5 minutes.
I don't care if it's 5 seconds.
Oh, I'm not as bad as you make me sound.
Aren't you, Charlie?
No. Nah.
When did you have a job last?
A job?
An honest, legitimate job.
Well...
You just seem to drift from place to place, earning just enough to keep you drinking and gambling. It's so terribly wrong, Charlie. You must be able to understand that.
I know. It's just that... Well, they say a leopard can't change his spots. Says so in the Bible, doesn't it?
It also says, amend your ways and your doings... and obey the voice of the Lord your God. That's what you should do before you get yourself into serious trouble.
Don't you worry about me getting into trouble, sis. I can take care of myself.
Oh, perhaps you can, but there's always a first time.
The day Charlie Webster can't take care of herself, you'll see the doggondest miracle.
Well, that's something I really would like to see. Charlie. Charlie, will you do me one favor?
What?
I'm going to hold a street meeting tomorrow night.
A street meeting?
Promise me you'll come.
You're going to stand out there in the street all by yourself and try to convert some of those tough hombres?
Well, Jimmy will be with me.
Oh, that's fine, that is. Defenseless woman and a 10-year-old boy are going to stand up to those mangy cutthroats all by themselves.
Not by ourselves. God will be with us.
Well, the three of you are going to have company. Me.
Oh, you won't be sorry you came, Charlie.
Now, don't you get me wrong. I'm only coming to protect you and Jimmy, not to be converted, you understand?
Yes, Charlie. I understand.
Friends, it gives me great delight to see you gathered here this evening. Whether you've come to hear the words of the Bible or merely out of curiosity, I do not know. But I pray that you will stay to hear my few words and remember them, so that you may turn from the path of evil and seek the truth, which is the Lord. Look around you, my friends.
Your mother's trying to talk,
evil and corruption is on every side.
Sure is.
The saloons, the dance halls, the gambling rooms.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cast them aside and
even
follow the way of the Lord.
Even some of them listening
for
to her, like
only in this way can
what
you be
saying.
Saved on the day of
what
judgment.
What makes you think they don't, Uncle Charlie?
And the day of judgment is not far off. The Lord has looked down
and he's seen the road you've taken
and the houses of evil and corruption you've built along the way. Listen to the words of Isaiah. For behold, the Lord will come with fire... and his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire.
You tell him, sister.
Uncle Charlie.
It's Toledo, and he's drunk.
In the old fire and brimstone.
Oh, he'd better not start anything.
Brother, won't you let the Lord help you?
Me?
Repent for the way you've gone. Ask him.
Repent, you say? That's good. That's real good. Maybe you better start a little repenting in your own family.
Uncle Charlie, I'm scared.
Well, don't be, Jimmy boy. He's not going to hurt you,
Mom. Yeah, start with your own family. How about preaching repent to that gambling brother of yours who took me for $400 last night? Preach repent to that kid of yours who was with him. Maybe you'd like me to do it for you.
Uncle Charlie.
No, he's going too far. Looks like it's all right now. One side.
Oh, please, Charlie.
Go on, let me through.
Please don't.
Let me through, yes.
Good time, Charlie or Selma. How about it, Charlie? You gonna repent, you old sinner?
You're drunk, Toledo.
Yeah, don't you tell me what I am. You better tell that psalm-singing sister of yours.
All right, Toledo, you've said enough. Now get.
Don't you tell me.
I said get, and I mean get. Well, you going?
You ain't seen the last of me, Charlie. I'm going, but I'll see you later.
All right, folks. Meeting's over for tonight. You can all go home.
Gee, Uncle Charlie, you sure told Hinnah off good.
Well, he made me sore, talking about your mom the way he did.
Thank you for defending me, Charlie, but I could have taken care of myself.
Sis, there are times when even your prayers can't help you, and this was one of them. Toledo's ugly drunk. When a man's drunk, his brains ain't working right.
Isn't that what I've been trying to tell you, Charlie?
Well, it ain't the same thing. I can hold my liquor.
Is that such an accomplishment? If you could hold a job, you'd really have something to be proud of.
Sure, sis.
Mom?
Yes, Jimmy?
Can we go home now? I'm tired.
Oh, of course, dear.
Come on, I'll walk the two of you home.
Thank you, Charlie, but we can manage all right. It's just down the street.
Sure?
I'm sure. Good night, Charlie.
Good night, sis. I'll stop by tomorrow. Good night, Jimmy boy.
Night, Uncle Charlie. You coming to the house tomorrow?
Sure, Jimmy. I'll be there. See you then. Bye.
Bye. Golly, Mom, did you see how Uncle Charlie stood up to that Mr. Toledo?
Yes, dear. Now let's get on home.
Mom?
Yes, dear?
Is Uncle Charlie bad?
Oh, no, Jimmy. Your Uncle Charlie's a good man. But he just hasn't found himself yet.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that he needs our prayers. He needs our prayers, Jimmy, to find the right path.
You mean it's like Dad used to tell me, if you're in trouble, ask God to help you?
That's right, dear. And always remember that God is ready to help those who have faith in him.
I'll remember. And look, Mom.
What is it, dear?
There's that Mr. Toledo again. He's going into the Silver Spur.
Well, perhaps that's where he's staying.
Mom, he's got a gun sticking out of his back pocket.
What?
I saw it when he walked by the window. He's going to kill Uncle Charlie.
Jimmy, don't...
I know he is. He's mad at him. I've got to tell Uncle Charlie.
No, Jimmy! Jimmy, come back!
I've got to tell him.
Why, hello, honey. Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Have you seen my Uncle Charlie?
Well, sure, honey. He's up there in his room.
And Mr. Toledo. Have you seen him?
Sure, he just went up to your Uncle Charlie's room.
I gotta go up there.
Oh, better not, honey. They probably have a big game on.
He's got a gun. He's going to kill Uncle Charlie.
What?
I've gotta tell him. Uncle Charlie. He's got... Uncle Charlie.
Get out of my way, kid.
Kill him. Uncle Charlie, where are you?
Get out of my way, all of you.
Uncle Charlie, your head's bleeding. Are you hurt bad?
I said get out of my way.
Look out! The curtains are on fire!
Uncle Charlie, please get up. Please, we've got to get out of here. The hotel's on fire. I've got to get help. Help! 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 Somebody, help! Please, Uncle Charlie, open your eyes. Won't anybody help us? Pray. If you're in trouble, ask God to help you. Dear God, please help Uncle Charlie. He's hurt bad and I can't move him. We've got to get out of here. It looks like you're the only one who can help us. If you get us out of here, I promise I'll never do anything wrong again. Like watching Uncle Charlie play cards or anything. But you'd better hurry, because... Fire wagon. Thank you, God. God heard me, Uncle Charlie. They're coming to save us. Do you hear me? They're coming to save us. Wow, he's waking up.
Oh, no. Now, don't try to sit up, Charlie. You've lost a lot of blood.
Why?
That Mr. Toledo shot you, but the doctor said the bullet just grazed your skull. And the whole hotel burned down when Mr. Toledo shot down the lamp.
Now, shh, Jimmy. Jimmy, let him rest.
You all right, Jerry?
Sure, not even singed. But I didn't think we were going to get out of there alive. I don't think we would have if I didn't pray.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you.
Now, Charlie, you mustn't talk. The doctor said...
I know. Guess it took more than muscles and nerve to save me, didn't it, sis? Your prayers and Jimmy's.
Oh, Charlie.
You said the good Lord would send down fire to wipe out evil and corruption. And it looks like he did. But he did more than that. Made me realize I've been fooling myself all these years. That's what he did. Thought all I needed was my wits and a little luck to make things come out right. But it looks like I needed him a lot more. Margaret.
Yes, Charlie?
I know you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but there ought to be a good job somewhere the good Lord can find for me to do.
Oh, yes, Charlie. I know there is.
Know something else, sis?
What?
Somebody should have given me a shot in the head a long time ago.
Oh, Charlie.
So ends the final act of The Awakening of Uncle Charlie, starring Ken Christie. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, then, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening. And have a happy week ahead.